Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. We are recapping the week that was with Life and Style Weekly and senior news editor Jordy Lippi. Life and Style Weekly broke a big story this week regarding Adele. It's something we've talked about quite a bit here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Of course, last fall, Adele had surgery up in Boston to repair her vocal cords. She's supposed to make a full recovery and go back on tour in 2012. But some are speculating part of the reason why she's had all of these vocal issues is due to her smoking. And Jordy, Life and Style Weekly now reports that Adele hasn't kicked this habit yet, right?
That's right. We actually recently came across some pictures of Adele enjoying some vacation time, but we were really upset when we saw that she was lighting up yet another cigarette again, and I just don't think that fans are going to be happy that she could potentially ruin her vocal cords once again.
Absolutely. And obviously, you know, a number of different reasons, and not only just the fans, but her management, and it's going to obviously hurt herself too in the long run from a personal and professional aspect. I mean, she's already left a ton of money on the table for these tours that she's had to both postpone and cancel, but now if she continues to smoke, I gotta think that's against doctor's orders.
I would imagine so, and I mean, she's been through so much this year. She obviously had a devastating breakup. She's gone through this painful surgery. She's been taunted for her size. What she really has going for her is her beautiful, amazing voice, and I would just hate to see her ruin it.
Now, she was out on vacation. She was still smoking, but she's with a new guy, Jordy?
That's right. There is some good news in her life, and that is that she has finally found love again. She was seen cozy up to a fellow Brit. His name is Simon, and he works through a charity called Drop for Drop, and they were spotted all over Florida, which is where his parents live, and they were cozying up, kissing, taking in the sight, so it seems like her heart is no longer broken.
A Brit named Simon, whose parents live in Florida. Something's
yeah,
not adding
that's
up
where
here,
his
Jordy.
Family lives in South Florida.
To each their own. Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Of course, some great news for Beyonce last week and husband Jay-Z as they welcome Blue Ivy into the world, and it's nothing but smiles for the Carter and Knowles families, right?
Absolutely. Blue Ivy Carter was welcomed into this world over the weekend. And you know what? Actually, what I found super interesting was that there was so much controversy surrounding this pregnancy, and it went all the way through the birth. As you know, she was spotted wearing heels until the very end of her pregnancy. There was the whole bump controversy. She was out late at night. And then, of course, she faced even more drama at the hospital, where certain couples were saying that they weren't allowed to see their babies because of such security lockdown at the hospital. But Jay-Z did find time to write a song about the baby, and the baby was even featured on the song, and it is now one of the top on the charts.
I know, the youngest person to appear on the Billboard charts, all of a couple days old, Blue Ivy Carter. But congrats to the Carters on their beautiful baby daughter. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi here on the Ralphie Radio Show. You know, Rihanna has kept her name out of the news for all the wrong reasons as of late. However, Jordy, don't tell me this is true, that now Rihanna might welcome Chris Brown back into her life.
Well, unfortunately, it seems like that is what she wants. Sources told Life and Style that she is actively trying to pursue Chris Brown. She has been texting and calling him nonstop and has even made two surprise appearances at his studio. And she's really trying to break up Chris Brown's newest relationship, but I don't think Chris Brown is too happy with it, actually, and he's kind of pushing her aside.
We never found out the full story between those two, and I don't know if we ever will, but obviously there's more than what meets the eye and more than what we heard in the two 2020 interviews. Well, hey, read about those stories. Plus, on the cover of Life and Style this week, Chris Humphries bashing Kim Kardashian. Yeah, you can check that out right on the cover of the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi, hey, have a great weekend.
You too.